So the latest round of voting in the Egyptian parliamentary elections to empanel a body to write that country's new constitution is underway for expatriate Egyptians in the U.S. That has meant filing a ballot by mail or visiting embassies and consulates in Washington, D.C., New York, Houston, San Francisco, and Chicago. Far from Tahrir Square, the mechanism of this new Egyptian democracy is on display for the world to see. And joining us now is Ashraf Suwaylem, originally from Giza, a city just outside of Cairo. He's been working as an observer for the Egyptian parliamentary elections at the consulate right here in New York. Ashraf, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are a working opera singer as well, correct?
Yeah, I happen to be.
Congratulations to you. And who is eligible to vote who is technically an expatriate in the Egyptian elections?
Anybody who is over 18 and has pre-registered in the period between 10th and 19th of November on the website of the Election Commission.
And do you have to be an Egyptian citizen? Is it a birth issue? Do you recognize dual citizenship there in Egypt?
Yes, they do recognize dual citizenship. You just can't run for office there if you have a second citizenship. But you have to have the parallel of a social security number also, because about 10, 15 years ago, they centralized all the data, and we all were issued Egyptian social security numbers so that all our data are in one central system.
So Ashraf Suwaylem is from Giza. He's an observer in the Egyptian parliamentary elections, observing the polling station here at the consulate in New York. First of all, how joyful is it for you to vote in these elections? And then what's it like being an observer as well?
Let me put it this way. I just haven't stopped grinning for the last week. I was heavily involved helping with the logistics of the first phase, in which I was not a part as a voter. But in the second one, when I showed up at the consulate to vote, I was asked right on the spot to be an observer if I had the time. And since I'm in New York these days for the audition season, I have a lot of time on my hands when I'm not auditioning. So I committed that time to the consulate.
So it's more emotional to be doing what you're doing as an election observer than it is anticipating opera auditions.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's the first time our voices count in Egypt, and we're making sure that it stays that way.
And from an opera singer to say the first time our voices count, that is a beautiful thought right there. Ashraf Suwaylem, let's talk for a moment about the job of election observer. I mean, nobody's going to try to pull anything at the Egyptian consulate in New York, are they?
No, we don't believe so. It has been streamlined, the addition of the consulates to the embassy from the phase one to the phase two has been a demand of the community, and it happened because the community demanded it. So we are all heavily involved in monitoring it and making sure that it stays right.
And when you're concluding talking to us, you're actually going back to continue your observations, right?
The ballot boxes closed yesterday at around 4 p.m. and I was there about an hour before, an hour after. There was quite a bit of coverage, and today is the counting, the tabulation of the votes. So I will get ready and go to the consulate right after we conclude this interview, which is very early for an opera singer, you know.
Yes, that's right, that's right, that's right. But it deepens your voice. It pulls you down there from the tenor, I think, a little bit. Ashraf,
I guess. No, I'm actually a bass baritone.
I can hear that. How much turnout was there, and any sense of the scale of the expatriate vote around the world?
Yes. Well, most of the registrations happened in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf, interestingly enough, or curiously enough. The registered Egyptians in this country did not reach even 4,000. So the turnout, when you compare it to the ratio of who lives where, was very good. It's around 1,000 voices, 1,000 votes this round. In New York.
And I would suspect that the group voting, and I'm no Egyptian political pundit, but I would suspect that the American expatriate Egyptians voting at the consulate in New York or just around the U.S. are going to be a fairly secular group who are likely to support the liberals. I know you don't necessarily know who people are voting for. Any sense of the political persuasions of the expatriates in the United States?
there isn't anything official, but from all the demonstrations I have been part of since the revolution, we demonstrated on Times Square and in front of the UN mission and everything. The majority of the people I came in contact with are quite secular, even though there are a few pockets of Muslim conservatives. As well as Christian conservatives, except that, of course, you expect the Christian conservatives to vote for the seculars, and the Muslim conservatives will vote for the Brotherhood. But there weren't that many, the ones I've come across.
We're talking with Ashraf Sawalem from Giza, who's an observer for the Egyptian parliamentary elections at the polling station here in New York City. Ashraf, do you trust that the military is going to eventually hand over power? And do you trust that in this imperfect government called democracy, that tolerance will be maintained if the religious parties take control? And again, that's just a question that's been asked on this program by others.
No and no. But it's you know, we're learning now that democracy and remaining involved in the process of maintaining it or upkeeping it involves perpetually mistrusting your government. So even if the forces that I vote for come into power, which is not likely this time round, we have to stay. We have to keep breathing down their neck. It's the definition of their job. They have to do a good job while they're being observed and doubted and criticized all the time.
You know what I think needs an update, Ashraf?
Yes.
There should be an Arab Spring Carmen.
An Arab Spring, sorry, what?
Carmen, the opera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to work on that.
Absolutely. I'm actually going back on the 20th to sing a Christmas concert. Things are going on right now in Egypt. Have been. I was back in the summer doing a world premiere for the Alexandra Library.
Oh, well, congratulations.
The artistic establishments are running throughout the revolution.
And he hasn't stopped grinning since he came back from Egypt the last time and is
not
on his way
all.
Back again. Ashraf Sawalem from...
The last week of November was a sad stretch, of course.
Yes, indeed.
To see the massacre that...
Ashraf, we've got to go, but it's great talking to you. Ashraf Sawalem from Giza, an election observer for the Egyptian parliamentary elections right here in New York, also an opera singer.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.